All right. Good morning, everybody. Let's begin. We're up to the 10th Midah, Titen Emes Liyakov. Give truth to Yaakov. So what does this mean? So the Ramak writes something so beautiful. He says, Midah zu sheyesh b'Yisrael, ma'alas osam habenonim, she'inam yodim lehisnahig lifnim mishuras hadin. So the Ramak points out that there are some people who conduct themselves with what he calls midas habenonim. Right? The midah of the in-betweeners. What does this mean? Mediocrity. But we're going to see it's not mediocrity in a, when we talk about mediocrity, it's usually a bad thing. So he listened to how he defines it over here. He says, they don't know how to go above and beyond the basic expectations or the letter of the law. Vehim nikraim Yaakov. Now, what's interesting is about this is they're called Yaakov. Now, what does this mean? Mifnei she'inam misnagim ela im hanhaga amitis. You know, the midah of Yaakov, each of the others represents a different midah, different attribute. The midah of Yaakov Avinu was the midah of MS. The Rabbos say, now the way that Ramak understands MS is not just simply as truth, but as doing what is supposed to be done. That's the midah of MS. Doing what's supposed to be done, living up to the expectations. Not more, not less. What's interesting, by the way, about this is, you know, the struggle people often voice with Yaakov Avinu being representative of the midah of MS is the whole episode with the brachos. But the truth is, if you understand MS as the Ramak explains it, which means doing what has to be done, fulfilling the expectations that are upon you, then Enoch Inami Yaakov Avinu is the paradigmatic example of MS, because when asked to do anything by someone whom he loved and respected, he did it. He did it. So when his mother goes in and tells him to go ahead and procure the brachos in this surreptitious way, he is ready to rise to the occasion. That is the midah of MS. The midah of Yaakov. Kama Kodesh Baruch Hu, yesh lo midas MS, shehu atzad mitzios hamishpat v'hayosher. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this same attribute as well, namely, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to conduct himself with us with what he calls tzad mitzios hamishpat v'hayosher. That again, in conducting himself in accordance with the mitzios, the realities, mishpat, justice, yosher, that which is correct. Ve'ilu heim hamisnagim ba'olam b'yosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaik imayim be'emes. Merachim aleihem atzad hayosher. So we'll say what we're going to get into now within the next two midos is this concept of, as the Baal Shem Tov calls it, the pasuk of Hashem Tzilcha. We've quoted this many times before. Hashem Tzilcha, we normally translate that as Hashem is your shade. The Baal Shem Tov says, no, what it means is Hashem is your shadow. What does it mean that Hashem is your shadow? Your shadow does everything you do, right? You move this arm, your shadow corresponds. The Ribbono Shel Olam is my shadow, which means that the way I behave is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves towards me. Therefore, says the Ramak, Titin Emes Liyakov means like this. If I am a person of Emes, which I will say is a good thing, I'm a Yaakov. And a Yaakov means that I do that which is expected of me. Do I go ahead and go above and beyond? Do I push myself for more? No. I perform the simple expectations that are upon me. I live up to the basic expectations that are upon me. That's MS. So says the Ramak, if I am an MS individual, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with MS with me as well. I do what I'm supposed to do for God. God does, quote unquote, what he is supposed to do for me. I don't go above and beyond, and he does not go above and beyond. So what's the midah? So again, so this is just a basic idea. Essentially, in your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is you get out what you put in. So if I put in MS, if I put in Yaakov, if I live up to my basic expectations, but really no further, then ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind. Will give me what I am deserving. Will give me in accordance with what I've done. That's Titan MS Liyakov. So what's the, remember again, this whole Sefer is based on this idea that the attributes of God somehow in some way shape and form our interpersonal relationships. See, he says, Gam Kain, gamkein ha'adam tzarech lehisnahik im chaveiro al tzad ha'yosher v'ha'emes. So to a person has to conduct himself with his friend al tzad ha'yosher v'ha'emes, with yashrus and with emes, b'li lahatos mishpat chaveiro. The Rachim Alav Be'emes. So we'll say, so again, the way the Ramak understands this is as follows. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to me and sees me for who I am, I have to try to see my fellow Jew for who he is as well. And to recognize, so we'll say, the underlying piece of this is that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and rewards me and reacts towards me because he recognizes the good that I have performed, so I have to try to see the good in the other as well and judge him for that good, not judge him based on his deficiencies. To conduct myself with my friend, do not skew the judgment of your fellow. To really have compassion on him. So this is exceptionally profound and really beautiful and powerful. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates his relationship based on who we are, if I am an MS Jew, if I am a Yaakov Jew, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in kind. So too again, I both say, but what that represents is God seeing the good in me, God seeing the good I am performing. And I both say, remember, what's the underlying piece here? The underlying piece, and this will contrast this really with the next Midah next week, the underlying piece over here is, I'm not going above and beyond. I'm checking the boxes. I'm doing what I have to do to live within the confines of the law, but I'm not pushing myself any further. Yet, even for such a person like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has incredible love for them, rewards them, because he appreciates the good that is being done, even if it's not the ultimate good. Bring that to our interpersonal relationships as well. Appreciate the good. Appreciate the beauty in the other, even if it's not as it should be. Even if that person is not doing as he or she should be doing. God appreciates us and responds to us in accordance with where we are, and we have to learn to do that with one another as well. All right, we'll stop over here.